Hello, all you lovely fans out there from home or in the classroom. My name is Jamari Sims. I am going to be one half of three of your favorite guests. I am accompanied by Aiden Brown, Nicholas Jackson, and Aiden Hill.
Hi.
And we are going to be doing a podcast. It's going to be called POG, Progress of Genetics. And basically what we're going to be talking about is designer babies. So topic number one. We're going to be talking about what we have picked out for our research, basically. I have picked out Article 1 for mine. Nicholas, what have you picked out?
I picked out Video 1.
Aiden Brown?
I picked out Video 2.
And Aiden Hill?
I picked out Article 2.
All right. Well, that's the end of Topic 1. Topic 2. Is designer babies bad? Well, I guess I can go first. I think designer babies is horrible, first of all, because it's super weird, because it's so weird. It's disgusting.
Because I agree.
Yeah, because like, I don't know if it involves three parents, but I've like seen on YouTube and all that stuff. I don't know if it's fake or not, but you need like three parents to do it or something like that. And like you have to like you can like delete genes and everything, and that just takes away like
you're
everything.
You're kind of
ruining
my childhood right now.
Exactly. And
I don't
it's just like you want to go through life changing, not like knowing what you're gonna look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also just want the surprise, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be weird for me to ask my parents, "Hey, mom, did I go through the designer baby process?" Like, "Oh yeah, you did, son." It's like, "Oh, so basically, I'm not unique." "Oh no, you are unique. It's just not if we didn't change you, you know, you'd be ugly. Let's be honest now." So
yeah, I'd be shocked if my parents told me that.
I'd never do that to my child. That's just
bad. All right, so are we ready to move on to three?
Yeah, let's
go. All right, three. What are the benefits of designer babies?
Oh, so a benefit of designer babies is like it prevents cancer.
Yeah, like it's kind of like I guess like it kind of deflects viruses sometimes.
Oh, and some new mutations can come up, and it also removes HIV too.
It also the risk of getting autism, and I don't know how to pronounce the other thing, but is lower than the average person.
Yeah, basically.
Definitely. Yeah. The IQ.
Yeah.
They definitely have a lower IQ than a normal person.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, one.
Intellectual person, you know.
Yeah, but there are some downsides to this, so let's talk about that. Topic four, what are the downsides of designer babies?
That the genes can break, and there's sometimes they will use this thing to put it back together, and that could cause some new mutations, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and yeah. It takes the individuality of your child. Like, you put them in. Like, you've made them into life, and now you're just, like, you're controlling them, basically. You're basically not liking...
Old kid.
Yeah, you're basically not liking yourself. Like, because you created this child. There's 50% of you in that child. And you're taking...
Yeah, it's kind of making you unoriginal.
Yeah, basically.
Do y'all want to move on?
Yeah, topic five. Okay, basically, it's the conclusion, basically. The whole thing. In conclusion, I will sum this up. There are some good sides and there are some downsides of this. We can all agree that designer babies is horrible and that there's 16 million of these things walking around God's green earth, and we agree that they should be terminated.
Yes, there are a lot of these things that are walking around on the beautiful earth that God made for us that need to be destroyed.
Yes, honestly.
Everyone go grab something, find them.
Yes. Wait, hold on. Let me see how long I've been recording for. Oh, come on. Okay, we have to like wait like 10 more minutes for this to be over. Well, we have to wait 10 more minutes, but all I can say to the people out there is, how you doing, I guess. How's life? Hope it's good. All right, it's been five minutes, guys. Yes. Yes, let's go. First try. We're out of here. All right. Okay. People at home and people in the classroom, we will see you next time on Pog, Progress of Genetics. Let's go!